My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
I've been able to live my normal lifestyle, and I've lost 20 pounds already. It changed my life.
I wasn't expecting it to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Healthy But Human podcast. My name is Callie. I am your podcast host, and I am so excited you're here today listening to our episode in our new series on all of the things entrepreneurship, starting a business, building a business, dream projects, passion projects, starting a podcast, starting a Pilates studio. Everything. I'm going to just get into it all with you guys. This is a requested series. Shout out you guys for giving me amazing, fun topics to talk about. This is something that you have been wanting to hear more about of my life, and I'm really excited to just share some of my insights, findings, things I wish I'd known when I was first starting out. If you didn't know this, I am a serial entrepreneur, which is so wild to say. I have multiple businesses. And I have been doing this for a few years now. You could say I'm still relatively new to the entrepreneurship game. Honestly, I would say I'm probably not that new. I actually have had businesses starting in high school. Honestly, starting in fifth grade. I've been an entrepreneur for a very large chunk of my life, just starting little businesses, finding passions, wanting to start things. So it has been something that I've loved to do for most of my life. I'm very, very passionate about starting businesses, and I cannot wait to share with you things I've learned. So anyways, this podcast, if you're new here, it is a podcast where we work on bettering ourselves mentally, physically, and spiritually in so many different areas of our life, but also still giving ourselves grace, hence the name Human, Healthy But Human. It's important to realize, like, we are all humans. We're all figuring this thing out called life. Like, we have ups, downs, highs, lows, everything. Good days, bad days, sad girl hours, happy girl hours, all the things. And I think that is something I want to just stress as we enter into the series, that being a business owner, starting a passion project, going after your dream, like, you are going to have a lot of ups, a lot of downs. It is a roller coaster ride. tried, but I think it just defines our podcast title, Healthy But Human, in a nutshell. Ultimately, if you take one thing away from this podcast, let it be this, that every single person you have seen on this planet Earth who has a successful business started from ground zero. Everyone started as a beginner. Everyone started out as a literal baby on this planet Earth, and we're all learning. Half the time, I will say, as an entrepreneur, I am scrambling to research how to do things on YouTube. I joke that it's YouTube Academy. I am a graduate from there. I literally have learned so much from YouTube. That is like the best free resource ever. Take advantage of it. But seriously, everyone is learning. We're all having just trials, failures, successes. It's a testing game to figure out what works, what sticks, what doesn't. It is a humbling game being an entrepreneur, but I am really excited to share with you and give you a glimpse into my day-to-day world, because I feel like on this podcast, I talk about so many different topics. We talk about faith. We talk about physical health. We talk about just mental health stuff. Like, we talk about it all, but I think this is something, an area of my podcast I just haven't really dived a whole lot into. So that being said, long-winded intro, I'm really, really, really excited to have you guys joining me on this little series. Before we do anything though, I want to just start things off with a self-check-in. If you're new to the podcast, this is a time to just ground yourself, see how you're doing, see how you're feeling. So wherever you are in the world, just take a deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with so much goodness, so much love and your beautiful body, and then take a big old exhale, let it out, release anything not serving you, just release it with your breath. One more time, big inhale in, fill up your lungs with gratitude. Think about something that you're thankful for in your life right now. And then take a big old exhale, sigh it out, let go of any negativity, any stress, anxiety, just release it right now. Okay, ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how do I feel today? And then continuing the conversation, ask yourself, why do I feel like this? Gonna be totally honest with you guys, I have felt really meh today. I have a newborn baby. Well, she's not really newborn now. She kind of is. She's 7 weeks old. But I literally got like, I feel like I got hit by a train. We'll get into that. So I feel like that's why I feel like how I'm feeling. But just being honest with you guys. It's really important to be honest with yourself no matter where you are. It's okay to have not so great days, but we move on. We continue to find gratitude even in those moments where we don't feel as good. Okay, ask yourself now, what would be something that would make me feel better today? Maybe it's listening to the podcast, going on a little walk outside. Maybe it's calling a friend. Maybe it's doing a workout. Maybe it's spending time with God or doing our Healthy But Human Bible Challenge. Wink, wink, go join it. I'll link it in the bio. It's really fun. Okay, next question. I want you to ask yourself, have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? If you have not, even if you have, let's all grab our waters and take a moment to just hydrate. In 3, 2, 1, cheers, my gorgeous queen. Okie dokes. I feel like I'm saying weird phrases today. Can you tell I'm half asleep recording this? Okay, next question is, I want you to ask yourself, what is one big dream I have in my career? Maybe you've been dreaming to start a podcast, or maybe you are wanting to become a Pilates instructor, or maybe you just want to start a little small jewelry business. Like, whatever it is, just think about your dream business. No limits here. Just think about it. And the final question today is, ask yourself, what has been holding me back from taking the next step I need to take to make this dream happen? I think truly that we are our number one biggest obstacle when it comes to going after our dreams. Okay, hear me out. There are so the amount of excuses I have made to not do things, because I've been afraid, because I feel like it won't work out, scared of failure, scared of my ego getting hurt. The amount of excuses I have made, I have been my number one obstacle for myself. And it's so, so interesting too, because in the excuses I've made, like excuses around, I feel like I don't have enough money to start a Pilates studio, or I feel like I just don't have enough time, or I'm scared that no one's gonna watch or even care. It's so wild to me how many excuses I've made over the years. And this is my first piece of advice. Not really my first. I feel like it's my 10th at this point. But I've been listening to this audiobook. Shout out Audible. This is a shameless plug, unpaid. I want them to sponsor me because I love them so much. Audible, you guys, has been saving my butt in having a new baby. If you don't know what Audible is, it is an online, like, you listen to books online. I feel like if you like podcasts, I think you'll like Audible because I love podcasts, but Audible has been so clutch for listening to books because I feel like I haven't had time to just sit down and read a book with having my new baby. So I've been listening on Audible to Gary Vee's book called Crushing It. It is definitely a very like tough love kind of book, honestly, a little vulgar, but it's been so good, like kicking me in the butt to just start my in-person studio. So that's my first rec. If you are wanting to start something, or maybe you've already started something, you've been feeling a little stagnant in it, listen to Gary Vee's Crushing It book. Apology, I mean, it's not my book, but I will say there is a lot of just vulgar language. So if you're not into that, just, you know, cover your ears. But it's such a good book. Anyways, that's been really, really helpful for me. But let me just, first of all, I feel like we usually have life updates in this episode. I'm going to just do a quick life update. I feel like this episode is, I don't even know what's happening. Sorry, guys. I'm so tired. Life update. I have a seven-week baby. And last night, she has finally hit the point where she slept through the night. It was like the craziest thing ever. I was like, wait, did she just seriously sleep through the night? But it's so funny because I woke up still super early. I woke up at like 4 a.m. and I was like, is she okay? Is she awake? Like, what's happening? And I ended up taking John at like 5 a.m. to the airport because he's going on a little biz trip. So I took him to the airport and then was driving back. But it's really funny because last night we were celebrating. So a little backstory, if you don't know this already, is we got married twice. So we had our first ceremony was in April of 2023. We had a little beach wedding. It was just us, our parents, my sister, my grandmother. It was kind of like a little elopement. We planned it in 2 weeks. We wanted to get married so bad. If you look back at some of our episodes together, we talk about it. But we got married and it was incredible. And then 6 months later, we had a full-blown dream big wedding. It wasn't that big, but it was like a larger normal size wedding. And that was on November 11th of last year. So last night, we celebrated our 1.5 year or second wedding anniversary of 1 year of a year, which is so funny. And it was so fun. But we went to this little Italian restaurant and I got a glass of Cabernet Sauvignon. Anyways, I haven't drank because I've been pregnant for like 9 months, or I was pregnant for the past 9 months. And let me tell you, I had one glass of wine, a singular glass of wine. I woke up this morning at 5 a.m. Granted, I was extremely tired from having a baby. The exhaustion has really, really taken a little toll. I was so, so hungover. Like, I have not been hungover. I don't even know when was the last time I was hungover from one glass of wine. I was in the car. John was driving to the first leg of the trip down to Palm Beach Airport. It's like about an hour from my house. And I literally was drinking peppermint tea to soothe my stomach. I had peppermint oil on my face because I was having a headache. I took Tylenol. I was chugging electrolyte water. I put peppermint oil on my belly. And I literally slept in the car and I felt terrible. I feel like I got hit by a train. So that happened. And then on the way back, I was driving and I was like, this is brutal. But thankfully it has gone away. But I don't know how any of you guys do it. If you are party people, I feel like I'm 25. I feel like I'm 80 years old in the party department. I had one glass of wine. So that was my life yesterday. I mean, that was literally, like, actually this morning. But I thought it was so funny. But otherwise, it has been such a fun just like season in terms of watching Belle, my baby, develop and stuff and get older. And she's smiling so much more. And it's been so fun. But I feel like that's been like my just funny moment of life in the past 24 hours. I don't know why I felt the need to share with you guys, but I guess like I used to be a little wine gal. I loved wine. I loved cake. That was like my whole thing on social media. I was like, balance that girl, cake and wine, all that stuff. So your girl had her glass of wine and she's grandmaing about. But moving on, because I do want to get into today's episode on the business tings, let's just dive right in. Full disclosure, you guys, I may or may not have used ChatGPT to make an outline for this episode so that my brain actually can follow something. I feel like people say mom brain kind of is real. I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't want to define that over my life. But sometimes I'm like, what am I even saying right now? I feel like it's just the tiredness. But anyways, I almost called ChatGPT a he. I was like, he made me an outline, but I have an outline. And this is something else I just want to like dive into before. This is where my brain is like very scattered sometimes. I jump around from thing to thing. That's how I just think in general. But I want to say just some tools that are really helpful for like any sort of business, whether you want to be an influencer or you want a podcast or you want an online business, is first of all, YouTube Academy, as we know, aka just youtube.com. Search your problem, search your question. YouTube has all the answers for your nitty gritty. And then other thing I've been loving recently is ChatGPT. I was very like anti-AI at first. I was very sussed out by it. But ChatGPT has been really, really helpful, especially because like in this season with my business, I have me, myself, and I. Okay, that's a lie. I have John helping me a little bit with Sweaty Studio at the moment during the season. But otherwise, like, it's basically me doing everything. And I have, like, I'll hire freelancers here and there, but, like, not consistently. So ChatGPT has been so, so clutch for just helping me with, like, outlines for things, generating just different ideas, especially for, like, my online Pilates studio if I feel stumped on what challenge theme I can do for the next month, because I love to make the challenges fun. ChatGPT will like pump out so many ideas for me, and it's like you basically just have to train ChatGPT to know like what your preferences are, what your personality's like, how you speak, all these different things. But I will say like that has been a huge help for me in terms of just like pumping out content. Being an entrepreneur, you're wearing so many different hats all the time, and sometimes it just feels so completely overwhelming. And especially having a new baby, I mean, it's a whole new world. Like, I feel like I'm juggling just so many different jobs, but that has been a tool that's been so helpful. In terms of training ChatGPT, watch YouTube videos on it. John is really good at it, so he's helped train ChatGPT for me, which has been so nice because I'm not really like a tech girl. But that's just where like truly in entrepreneurship, it's so important to just stay learning. Like, I ironically say that as I say he trained ChatGPT for me, but I think it's really important though to like find your areas of weakness and still do your best to try and learn more about them. And then if you still feel like you're really not great at it, that's when I think it's really good if you have the capacity, you have the funds to try and outsource those areas of weakness to someone who's an expert in that area. Because I'm going to be honest, you cannot be an expert in every single thing. That would be so, so hard. That being said, those are just two tools that have been helping me a lot lately. I think another tool that's been helping me a lot is just having some sort of organizational tool. I am a very old school girl when it comes to just writing down. I love writing down physically what I have each day on a literal notepad. I have like this planner notepad thing. It's so clutch. And I'll just like write down my to-dos for the day. It helps my brain just dump things out. I actually did a brain dump recently where I grabbed a piece of paper, dumped down every single thing, idea I've had for my businesses, and then like highlighted kind of things to start with. We can get more into what a brain dump is if you're interested in that. But those are just some tools that I've really, really been loving lately to just keep myself sane when it comes to my business. But let's just like, first of all, just dive right into everything. So you might not know this, but I think I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, I'm a serial entrepreneur. So what does that mean? It means I have multiple businesses. And here are what my businesses are. So the first one is I have Sweaty Studio. Sweaty Studio is my online Pilates website and app. So it's a virtual Pilates studio. I've had that since 2022 is when I launched it, January 2022. started working on that in 2021, building it out. But that has been a process of just slow growth over since 2020, honestly. And we can get more into Sway Studios' journey and story. But I have that business. I have Healthy Be Human, which is what you're listening to right now. I would definitely consider a podcast a business. This is something that I'm working on right now, is just separating my businesses in my brain. I've kind of had everything clumped together in one thing, and it's been a little overwhelming. But Healthy Be Human is its own business. And it's like you have your podcast episodes each week. You have to promote it each week. You have social media stuff. You got brand deals. You got ads. You have just a lot of different things. You can like pitch yourself out to other podcasts to be on their shows. You can have guests on your show. Like, it's a whole thing in itself. And this is an area that I definitely want to work more on, is really just diving into the business side of Healthy Be Human, and really, really just like pouring my energy into building that out, rebranding all the things. Because I feel like I've just kind of had a podcast and haven't really like poured a ton of energy. I mean, I have put energy into the episodes and community, but all the other stuff, like I want to build a website for it. I want to touch it up, you know? So that's one of my businesses. I also just started my in-person Pilates studio called Sunshine Pilates. It's in Jensen Beach, Florida. If you are familiar, it's right by Stuart, Florida. They're basically the same thing. And that is a latest and greatest little business baby dream project of mine. I love it so much. Definitely go follow the journey. It's on Instagram at Sunshine Pilates FL. I'm posting the whole journey there and just fun content. I'm doing it my friend McKaylee. She was actually on the podcast. She is one of my instructors, and we're kind of like doing it together. It's so much fun. So that has been another one of my businesses we're doing. And then I would consider in general Callie Gwally, my Instagram. That is just like content creator, influencer stuff. That's this whole other side business. But it's so interesting because it's more of like my life. And I feel like I just share things that I love on there. I share like little vlogs. I will do collaborative posts with my businesses. I do brand deals on there. So anyways, we got a lot of different things happening. And I'm also a full-time mom as well. So we got a lot on the plate. And genuinely, like, people ask me how I do so much. And I have to say, like, I think it really just comes down to staying organized, and I am working on that. That is something that is, I am wanting, hear me out, this is like an idea I'm just dabbling with for myself, and I feel like it might help someone who feels like they have a bajillion things on their plate as well, many, many hats, is having like different days of the week is when I work on different businesses. So instead of trying to do everything for every business on one day, or like Monday through Saturday, trying to do everything for every business, picking days of the week to focus only on Sway Studio, only on Healthy Be Human, only on Sunshine. Like, that's my goal, because I found with myself, if I focus on everything each day, I only get like the basic daily stuff done. And then I just don't really focus on like the big picture projects, which are the movers in a business. So let's just, I feel like I just talked about so many random things. But let's just actually start with my outline. I haven't even touched on it yet, but just because we'll get into like all the nitty gritty, I feel like, in this series. But I think the first thing is I want to just start about like, how do you even start a business? Because all of these things are like when you're further along, I feel like, in your business. I mean, not really. These are things I wish I actually had known. But let's just start about like the very, very beginning. How do you even figure out, like, you know you want to be an entrepreneur, you know you want to have a business, but what should your business be about, and how is it any different than any other business in that industry? I think that this is something a lot of people struggle with, is they have a passion in their life. Like, let's say, for example, you want to be a Pilates instructor, but you look on social media and you just see so many other Pilates instructors, and you feel like there's no space for you and your voice. There's already enough people doing that. Like, why should you even try? I've had these intrusive thoughts a lot in my life. And let me tell you that this is a lie from the enemy. It's not true. There is space for you. There's space for your voice. What is different about you versus anybody else is that it is you. It is your personal brand. It is your story. It's your style of Pilates. It's your story of teaching. No one else is you. So that is what makes you special. Yes, you might have the similar mission as someone else. Yes, you might have a similar way of teaching. Yes, you might have a very similar aesthetic and style to your Instagram as somebody else. But they are not you. And that is where you have to figure out How do you make your business you? Okay, but let's reel it back even further. How do you figure out what you want your business to be? So I think the best question is to really get to the root of your heart posture before we even dive into what you're doing. So asking yourself, why do I want to start a business in the first place? The foundation is so crucial, so, so crucial. If you have a faulty foundation of anything, you can build that thing so tall, but it is going to topple over and just shatter. So this is something that for Sweaty Studio, for example, I definitely did not start it on a strong foundation. I, in fact, like, here's the thing. I feel like I've had a lot of life crises with Sweaty Studio of just not understanding, like not really, I feel like I've just had so many moments where I've gotten into my head and been like, who am I even targeting? Like, what am I even doing with this? Like, why am I doing this? And I think it's so clutch. Like, this is something I recently did, is I kind of just rewrote my why for a Sweaty Studio. This is what I want you to do, is first of all, figure out why do I want to start a business? If it's about making money immediately, let me tell you, I personally would get a job and then build a business while having a job. I definitely used to give the opposite advice. I was like, quit your job, start your business. No. I don't think that's wise. I really, really don't. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together. Today's episode is brought to you by Glorify, the number one Christian daily devotional app. If you're anything like me, you might find it challenging sometimes to grow in your relationship with God. Maybe you open your Bible and you just don't know where to start, or you feel like you don't have a whole lot of time in your day. Trust me, I've been there. But that's exactly where Glorify comes in. Glorify makes it super easy to stay connected with God every single day. You can kick off your morning with the Bible passage of the day, dive into a meaningful daily devotional, and even wrap it up with their immersive daily walk with God. And if you need a moment of peace in the middle of a busy day, Glorify's guided meditations and worship playlists are perfect for you. I think my favorite part is how easy the app is to navigate and how their daily devotional truly can just integrate into any moment of your day. I actually was cooking some lunch and I just popped it on and I felt so much closer to the Lord within like 5 minutes. Whether you're strong in your faith or simply curious, Glorify has something for everyone. Join over 20 million people who have already downloaded the app and deepened their relationship with God. The best part? The Glorify app is free and it's easy to get started. Visit glorify.app.com/Callie right now to download the Glorify app. That's glorify.app.com/Callie. It's free. glorify-app.com BestKitchenProducts.com/Callie. Hello, my gorgeous queen. It's Callie here, and I want to chat about something I definitely don't miss. PMS. You know those days leading up to your period when everything feels off? The breakouts, mood dips, and those wild cravings? I used to think painful, miserable periods were just part of life, but I learned that they actually can be a sign something in our body needs support. That's why I'm so excited to share Estro Control from Happy Mammoth with you. This nature-inspired formula is packed with science-backed herbal extracts designed to support your hormonal health, especially when it comes to managing PMS. Estro Control works by supporting your liver, where your hormones like estrogen are processed. So when your liver is happy and functioning well, you feel more like yourself all month long. I absolutely love that Estro Control helps support healthy hormone levels, relieve PMS symptoms, and promote overall well-being. It even contains DIM, a natural compound that caught my eye and is found in kale and broccoli, which helps support estrogen levels and flush out excess estrogen. If you're tired of dealing with painful periods and PMS struggles, Estro Control might be exactly what you need to start feeling more balanced. And here's something just for you. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Callie at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Callie for 15% off today. You've got this, my queen.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
Here's why. I think when you are starting a new business, it is so important to invest your money into your business. Whatever you make goes back into your business. This is a huge mistake I've made for Sweaty Studio over the past few years, and I am so pumped for it to all change. This is just getting into my like personal life a little bit for you guys. I had a job when I started Sweaty Studio. I was working in public relations. I just graduated from college and I was doing content creation, but I wasn't really making enough money for that to be like my full-time job. But when I eventually launched Sweaty Studio, I saw that I would have enough money to quit my job and just pursue that full-time. So that's what I did. And it sustained me it's continued to sustain me, which has been a huge blessing. But over the past few years, it has been hard for me to feel like I can invest money back into Sweaty Studio because it's been like paying the bills and doing the things, but like not in a surplus where I'm like, oh yeah, I can just drop 10K on a new website, you know? So I'm really, and that is something that like it is hopefully going to change soon in my personal life. We're not really going to get super deep into that. But Sweaty Studio will still be around, you guys. It's only going to flourish. I'm so pumped for everything to come with Sweaty Studio. But that being said, is that I just want to stress, like, when you have a stable income coming in while you're growing your business to be a place where it is able to, like, it just generates so much income that, like, you don't even have to worry about paying your bills. Whatever. I don't know what I'm trying to say there. It just relieves the pressure so much off of the business when you are not using the business to pay your bills, when it is still like just making enough, you know? And so I think that is really a huge piece of advice I have for anyone. I know it's so hard to fathom working a full-time job while also building a business. It's a lot of hours. It's a lot of work. I've been there. I know how hard it is. But I'm telling you, your business will do so much better if you're not putting this crazy amount of pressure on it to pay your bills right out of the gates. Like, that's just a lot of pressure for a new business and for yourself. And as an entrepreneur, your monthly payments, it's not like a salary. It's not like every single month, like there's ups and downs. Like, I have months where I make more than other months. There's seasons that are slower for me, seasons that are faster for me. So I think that's something else to consider when you're asking yourself, why am I wanting to start a business? Just knowing that financially, it's not necessarily going to be stable immediately, and it might take a few years to really become a stable source of income for you. So now that we have figured out like our true why for wanting to start a business, let's figure out what are we wanting our business to be about. So I think it's important to kind of look at your passions in life, things that you really feel your fire, that you love. It's so important to be passionate about your business and love it so much, the product that you're serving or you're selling, the service that you're doing for people, so much so that you would do it even if you were not making a dime. Because on the days it's hard, you can use this just love and passion for it to keep propelling you forward. Like, I'm gonna be totally honest, Sunshine Pilates, like, we've had classes that no one has signed up, and it is definitely like kind of hard to be like, wait, no one signed up. But it's ego to the side. Like, I have continued to keep going, keep posting, because I know it's going to have classes fill up eventually. Like, it's just, I love it so much that it doesn't have to pay my bills or have to like give me a crazy amount of money for me to keep doing it. Like, I just love it so much. So I think that is something to also consider. Like, what am I passionate about? And then once you kind of have like what you're passionate about, I think it's important to figure out like, what is this passion solving? Or like, what's the problem that this business is solving for the person? So for Sweaty Studio, for example, Sweaty Studio is an online Pilates studio where I incorporate affirmations into the workouts. So my goal with Sweaty Studio is to truly brighten someone's day through movement, through affirmations, through just the screen, honestly. And that's the problem. The problem I'm trying to solve is I'm trying to basically help someone who maybe is feeling low confidence or feeling like they are just in a bad place mentally. I'm trying to just brighten their life and make their life better. So specifically though, I'm trying to improve their life in the fitness areas, physical fitness, also mental health. So I think it's important to figure out like, what am I solving? And the one of my favorite ways too, when you're first starting out your business, is literally just paint this picture of your target consumer. So I think it's really cool to like draw a photo of your consumer. And like, let's say it's a girl, a woman in her 20s. Draw this girl in her 20s. What is she wearing? Who is she with? Where is she? What does she love? What does she do? Like, just define your avatar so, so descriptively that anytime you are creating a product, you're launching something new, you're creating a social media post, you are speaking to this avatar, this person. And what's really wild is that when you, like, let's say you have like zero followers to start, when you are posting all of these things, you're going to attract that avatar. And before you know it, you're going to have people DMing you, commenting things that are literally like just completely describing the problem that your target consumer is experiencing. Like, it blows my mind how people will reach out, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I have reached my audience who I'm really, really wanting to reach with this. Like, this is so, so cool. So I think that's really important. And make sure that when you define this person, like, you continue to keep that as your person you're defining for a while. And I think eventually businesses do evolve and like all of that, but it's so key to focus on when you're posting content, you're posting for this person. You're not posting it for your mom or for your boyfriend or whatever the case is. Like, you're posting your stuff for this avatar. You're not trying to impress anyone. Like, that has been one thing that I really, really have definitely struggled with before, is when I've posted content, I've been trying to impress people who are not my target consumer, or I've been worried what people are going to think about my content, if like people who are not my target consumer whatsoever. And that has definitely harmed my content before, because then the content turns into trying to please people who, one, like, we should not be trying to be people pleasers, first of all. Like, no, who cares people think about us, truly? Like, what God thinks about us is all that matters, genuinely. But it's definitely harmed like me sharing my authentic voice and stuff, because I've been so concerned like, oh, what are they going to think about me when I say that, all that stuff. So that's a really huge piece of advice I have for you, is when anytime you post something, anytime you share something, it is for that target consumer. Okay. So now that you have a better idea of like what your person is, problems they're experiencing, what your why is, your purpose, all this stuff, or you know, your problem, we're going to figure out like, what is our why? What's our true why for starting our business? I think it's so important to just write down your why, figure it out, get to the nitty gritty of it. Be honest, so brutally honest with yourself. Oh my goodness. I had to get brutally honest with myself with Swae Studio. I'm going to be so transparent with you guys. Because this is just how we are on the podcast. I was feeling really not passionate about Sweaty Studio a couple months ago. I was like, why am I doing this? And I knew I had it in me still. I had my passion in me for Sweaty Studio. I knew there was a reason why I was doing it deep down. I just had to figure it out. And I basically like realized like I have such a heart for this community, for Sweaty Studio. I love the Sweaty fam so, so much. Like it, I think like it just, that is the root of it. And I basically figured out like my why is so community focused for Sweaty Studio. I want to improve people's day. I want to bring people together. I want to help someone feel good through movement. Like I have that love and passion for my community. And so it's so important to just pinpoint why you're doing something, because on those hard seasons when things are slower, when no one's viewing your content, like it is so important to remember why you're doing it, to continue to just progress. Okay, something else I want to just quickly say as well is that it can be so easy to get discouraged when you're starting a business, or even when you're like in a business for a while. Like there are high seasons, there are fast seasons, low seasons, busy seasons, seasons. In fitness specifically, because I'm really high, like focusing, I feel like when I'm talking to you about is like my Sweaty Studio business, is for fitness especially, like the busiest, probably the most seasons where I make the most money are around like Black Friday and New Year's, when everyone's getting into their fitness goals and stuff. Slowest seasons are, I would say, in the fall, like September-ish, August timeframe. Summer is usually pretty busy at the beginning of summer because people want to get in shape for summer. So it's important when you're starting a business to really understand the seasonality of your business, really figure out like when people are spending the most money in that business and are the most like engaged and stuff, and then draw like focus a lot of your energy during the slow seasons around preparing for the busy seasons. And that is a piece of advice I have for you that I also want to take for myself. It can get so easy to just get involved in the day-to-day doing things for your business, but I want to just go back and say like something that I'm working on adding into my schedule is working on those big picture projects. So the big picture projects are things that are going to move your business to the next level. Things like little refresh for your branding, things like building your new website, things like getting a social media plan in place, things like, I don't know, making a new product, launching something. Like we're thinking not so much responding to a DM, posting a reel, customer service, emails, like that's more day-to-day stuff. So what I have been trying to do is carve out time in my day to focus on a project, usually the beginning of the day when I have the most creative energy before I get into like my email inbox and all these other things. I'm not going to lie, I'm not perfect at this, but it's been something that's been helping me so, so much with my business and just really like actually getting it to keep moving. Cause I feel like I got in a slump where I was really just doing day-to-day stuff for Sweaty Studio and it wasn't as focused on like big picture movers. But this is so crucial to keep your business, to keep your business evolving, transforming, and growing. Okay. So now that you have your purpose for your business, let's just get into, oh my gosh, I just had this pop into my mind. Literally, I mean, this podcast, we talk about God. So we have to talk about God in this. Giving it to God, even before you start your business. Let's just like talk about how valuable it is to vision board with God. Oh my goodness. If the Lord's hand is not in something, like I just think the foundation is so much better when God is in it with you. Like when he's in it with you, you're unstoppable. So really asking the Lord, like, God, hey, I have this desire on my heart. Like, is this from you? And then just surrendering your business to God and involving him in your daily life, involving him in the decision-making, asking him to just put the ideas on your heart, creative ideas, all these things. Like, that is just so important. And it just helps a lot, because as an entrepreneur, there are days when you might feel discouraged, and it is so good to just know that God's hand is so in it. Like when I said Sunshine Pilates, no one showed up for a class. Yes, I felt discouraged in the moment, but like, just, it was really beautiful. Like, me and my friend Michaela today, we prayed over the studio. We thanked God for all the people who are going to come to that studio and lives that are going to be changed and all this stuff. Like, because God is a God that is, he does not discourage. He does not cause feelings of gloom, sadness, death, all this stuff. God is encouraging. God is empowering. He wants the best for us. All this stuff, like, he has plans to prosper us, not to harm us, to give us a hope in the future. So vision boarding with God and doing what his will is, it is so, so beautiful. Oh my goodness, game changer for sure. And that's where I was going to say, Sway Studio was not built on foundation of the Lord when I first started it out. And it's been really cool to really just give it to God and just see how he has just already started just transforming this place. And I think in general, like, I wasn't really in my faith when I started it. I was just getting back into my faith. But I think that it's been really beautiful. Like, I know that even though I wasn't actively involving him in every single moment, or not every moment, but like, just involving him in the business when I started it, like, he still put that on my, the desire to have Sway Studio on my heart. So I know he's blessed it, like, even though I wasn't actively like surrendering it to him from the get-go. Okay, moving on. So now that we have like our why and all that stuff, let's just like, I think it's important to look at other competitors in the space. And here's the deal. I don't love the word competitors, because I think there's space truly for everybody. There, like I said, you can have, everyone has a unique voice, but I think of it more of like looking at other people doing a similar thing as inspiration. I follow some instructors or some Pilates studio owners on Instagram or on TikTok. And honestly, seeing their content helps me so much with like inspiration for content that I can be making, helps me just see what's possible. So I think it's good to just like have your key people that you look up to in the space and you want to become in the space with your business. And don't copy them, but you can use things that they do as, ooh, I like that. I'm going to use that for my studio or my business, or, ooh, I like that idea for content. I'm going to take my own spin on it. So I feel like that's something that's been really fun for me, especially in the Pilates industry, is just finding fun little trends, taking my own spin on things and using them to promote my business and all of that stuff. Okay, so now let's just quickly dive into how to set up your business model. There are so many different ways you can start a business. Oh my gosh. But like, just for this episode, let's just like get into digital business spaces, because I feel like, I mean, I don't want to spend too much time on this, because ultimately, like, I mean, there's so many ways you can go with it. But I think what has been really, really awesome for my business that I love so much and would encourage you to figure out how to do for yourself is, if you want to start sell digital products, figure out a way to create a subscription of some sorts. If you're looking for a like kind of amount of stability in your life, I think the subscription model is the best way to do that, because it's really easy to have auto renewal and have an idea of how many people are going to stay each month. Once you have like several months of data, you can kind of have an idea of how many consistent customers you have signed up for your product. So Sweaty Studio is an auto renewal subscription. So unless the customer cancels online, their subscription will renew each month at $19.99. And that has been so amazing, just understanding and feeling like a level of security in terms of like how much money my business is generating each month, and watching that increase, decrease, all the different things. So I'd recommend doing some sort of subscription if you can. But some other different models you could do online, you could do a digital product, you could do like selling an ebook, a guide, you could do, I've seen people do like coaching courses. Courses I think are really good. You can make a lot of money doing a digital course. It's honestly such cheap upfront cost, which honestly, a digital product is nice, because there's such, like, you can, at this rate, you can make anything for so cheap online. Like, if you're doing a digital book, you can use Canva. And it's like, I mean, you can use Canva for free. Like, it's so accessible, which is incredible. So I definitely recommend like tapping into things that are accessible. And I'm going to just stress too that, like, just because something is expensive, a tool is expensive, it doesn't mean it's the best thing. It doesn't mean you need it to be successful. Like my podcast, I invested in a little fancy smancy microphone a couple years ago. And honestly, I just did not like it. I have this mic that plugs straight into my computer. It's definitely not fancy. It is very, very affordable. I think it's like $50. It is so good. I love it. And I feel like I record the most authentic episodes with it because I am not a fancy smancy person. I definitely like just feeling very face to face, like you're FaceTiming your best friend in the content and stuff I make. So that being said, like, you do not have to have thousands upon thousands of dollars to have a successful podcast. You do not have to have thousands upon thousands of dollars to have an online fitness studio. My camera, I've had it for several years now. Do I want to get a nicer camera soon? Yes, definitely. But it's done the job. I started out with, I think, filming literally on my phone. So you just have to start somewhere. And I always say too, like, your product is going to be the worst it's ever going to be when you first begin. Like, that's so reassuring to know that you're only going to get better. So that being said, figure out what kind of business model you want. Do you want to sell a physical product? Do you want to sell a digital product? Do you want to sell a subscription? Do you want to sell coaching services, consulting services? Figure it out. Like, you can do multiple things too. But I would say start with one of those things. Start small and then evolve from there. Like, now I have physical products I sell. I sell resistance bands through Sweaty Studio that I made. And I used to do health coaching. I would do digital or online health coaching, consulting events or classes or whatever. So you have so many different options, but I think you just have to figure out, like, what is the best model for you, your lifestyle that you want, and also for your audience too. So really understanding your audience is key. Let's just quickly get into a couple more things. I feel like there's so much we could talk about. Oh my gosh, this outline is so good. But we're gonna get into all these things on our next episode too, more of the nitty-gritty stuff. But I think we've talked about how to figure out what you're going to do, who you're targeting, what your why is, what your business model should look like. So I think that what we're going to do next time, picking back up in the next episode, is we're going to talk more about how to actually, like, set up your business, how to create products. We're going to talk about different, like, marketing things, community builders, all that stuff. And then I think the third episode will be about how to launch everything. So I have a lot of launch stories that have failed and have been good. So we can talk more about all of those things. But anywho, I really hope you liked this episode so much. I hope it is inspiring you. My homework for you for this just series is I want you to do these exercises that we talked about today. I want you to understand, even if you have a business already, let's just, like, work on refining our why for our business, refining our target audience, and just really understanding, like, what are our foundations of our business. I think this is so amazing, and I really hope this series is coming at a good time for you, because I think the New Year's is a huge, amazing opportunity to really just, like, launch your new business and product. So why don't we just start before the New Year begins? Like, what's the hold up? So I think the holidays are such a fun time to really just, like, start getting creative and thinking about things that you can begin in now, and then hopefully you can launch in the new year. So if you like this episode, let me know, and you can comment on Spotify if you're listening on Spotify. So let me know in the comments what stuck out to you in this episode. Also tag me listening in your stories on Instagram at @healthybuthumanpod. I'll try my best to repost you. If you have questions, things you want me to talk about specific to entrepreneurship, feel free to DM me those as well. And with a couple more announcements, we have our group chat. It's a Geneva group chat. You can join it. I'll link it below. We have our Healthy Be Human Bible Challenge happening. Join it anytime. We're going through Psalms for 30 days. We're not going to hit all of Psalms, but Psalms 1 through 30. And we have daily prompts to hear the Lord's voice as well. It's just an incredible challenge if you're wanting to get closer to God. So those are some fun things happening. Also, feel free to check out Sweaty Studio if you want to join my Pilates studio. We have so many fun things up and coming with that studio. I'm so, so excited. Oh my goodness. But I have a free trial. You can check it out. We have an app called Sweaty Studio on iOS and Android, and also the online studio website as well. And if you live in South Florida and you want to come check out my in-person studio, and we can meet IRL, come to Sunshine Pilates, Florida, literally anytime. But that being said, I will see you next time for our next episode on all things business. Hope you love this series and I hope you took away something super fun. I think you should go after your dream. I'm just telling you, like, you have a desire on your heart for a reason. Talk to God about it. Don't hold yourself back. What's the worst thing that could happen going after it? Anyways, I will see you next time. Have the best day. Stay healthy, be human, and keep being amazing. All right. Bye, my gorgeous queen. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
Attention, everyone! Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early! Right now, score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Shipped in time for the holidays. Shop early Black Friday deals now at wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, oh.